Hello, and welcome to my session, Why Your Backup Strategy is Probably Wrong. My name is Pepla. I'm father of three kids and three cats, and in my spare time, I work for Percona. A strategy is what you do to achieve your goals, the plans you have to do something. And this is why I say that your backup strategy is probably wrong, because backups by themselves are not a goal. Your goal should be making sure that your data is safe and is available, or making sure that your business is working as usual, or even legal compliance or regulation compliance is a valid goal. But backups by themselves are not a goal. So you should have, instead of a backup strategy, you should have a recovery strategy. And we understand recovery as bringing your business back to normal. Compared with recovery, recovery is bringing something that's broken to a previous state that was good. So in generally, to recover our business, we need to restore our data. And the big deal is that the number of different things that can happen, the number of different incidents you can face, is nearly infinite. And if it's so big, the number of things that can happen, being protected is almost impossible, or at least it's really very expensive. And this means that what you have to do is to prepare for a subset of the possible things that can happen. Usually this subset should be the things that you consider that are more frequent. But what is important to understand is that no backup or recovery strategy is completely fail-safe. There are things that can happen and you are not prepared for them. One interesting concept that is very often used, actually, there are two concepts. It's RPO and RTO. The problem with modeling backups is that it does not take into consideration things like the time you need to detect the incident, to diagnose the problem, really. And this time increases as the systems become more and more complex. If your disk sets fire, this is something you will see. But if somebody runs an update that by mistake updates 25% of your invoices table, maybe you will take a few days to realize what has happened. And even once you know what has happened, you need time to decide if you are going to fix that or you are going to try any other type of remediation. And also, RPO and RTO are conceived as the worst case scenario for business people and the best case scenario for DBAs. So we tend to believe that if everything goes fine, we will be down only X hours, while business thinks that if everything goes wrong, we will be down X hours at most. Also, we have something that I call the Schrödinger backup. The Schrödinger backup is a backup that was completed successfully, but you can't recover it. Why? Just because you don't have the infrastructure? Or maybe recovering it will take so long that it makes no sense for your company to recover that backup, or even the software that you used to make a backup had bugs, or you made a wrong backup script that is using an encryption key, but you don't have the ability to decrypt the backup. There's a ton of things that can make a backup fail. How to fight against these issues is very simple. You need to open the box, you need to test recovery in order to make sure that your backup is good. And backups. When we have a database, usually the database is composed of files that are written randomly and files that are written sequentially. If we want to make a backup, we need to have a consistent image of both groups of files. To make this, there's a very simple method called callbackups. Callbackups is just we stop writing into the database and then we copy everything. To copy everything, we have different methods. One simple method is use the operating system tools. Another method is create a snapshot using the file system snapshot utilities, or even you could use the underlying storage snapshot capabilities. But a hot backup is a bit different. We know that the database contains files that are being modified. In a hot backup, what we do is we copy the files and we also copy the information needed to bring those files into a consistent image. The most popular hot backups are Precon Extra Backup, MySQL Enterprise Backup, and are the recent addition of the Clone plugin, which is supported in the newest versions of MySQL. And there's something that I call warm backups. A warm backup is both at the same time. What I mean is either you don't close the database or you close it for a very short period of time. Ways to perform warm backups are making a snapshot with the database open and trusting that the database will be able to recover, or making physical copies of the database and after that stopping the database and completing the copy of the modified files. We can also perform logical backups. A logical backup is just generating the SQL code needed to rebuild the database. We have four tools. One is MySQL dump, which is included in MySQL as a default. We have MySQL pump, also included in MySQL. We have MySQL shell dump utilities that allow you to both to dump the whole database or schemas and tables. And you have MySQL dumper, which is an open source tool that allows you to perform both dumps and loads in parallel. The good thing of logical backups is that you can do partial recovery and you have a human readable copy of the data. The bad thing is that rebuilding the database can take really a long time because you need to execute a lot of SQL code, and rebuilding everything is generally is slower than using a physical backup. But this is only one part of the equation. If we want to move from restoring to recovering, we need the ability to be able to return to a certain point in time. And this is done by using something called point-in-time recovery. To perform point-in-time recovery, you just need three things. First, one valid backup. Second, you need to know the point the database was at the time of the backup. And the third one is you need the binary logs of the database. The binary logs, we all know, it's a log of all the transactions that have been executed. If we have these three things, we are able to restore the backup, then apply all the changes until the time we want to restore. Some people tend to believe that replication can be a valid replacement for backups. It is not, because it just protects you of physical failures. But if somebody for any reason makes a mistake and updates a lot of data in your database, replication will not be good for you. And well, you can have delayed replicas, but how much is enough? How much delay? If somebody makes a mistake in Friday, maybe you will realize on Monday. That's 2 days. You don't have 2 days delayed replicas. And last, you need to test the restore procedures. You don't want to start a restore procedure without testing it before. Because in case of an emergency, you need to use your time for other things. You can't do research or learning. you need your time to decide what you're going to do, and probably you need your time to discuss with business the different options you have to perform the recovery. Thank you very much.